You're listening to SBS News.
The Red Cross has raised over $150 million to help fire-ravaged communities. People whose homes were destroyed can receive grants of up to $20,000, but the charity says it's having to weed out hundreds of false claims by computer-generated bots for the cash. Director of Australian Services Noel Clement says receiving fraudulent applications is time-consuming and a waste of resources.
We are managing this. We are referring any cases that we believe are fraudulent to police. It is obviously taking resources to be able to effectively manage that and means that in some cases we're needing to undertake physical checks of properties. So that's some extra steps we're taking to make sure we're protecting donor funds.
Gary Johns, Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commissioner, says that computerised bots of this nature are becoming more sophisticated, and it's disappointing that charities have to deal with this at such a crucial time. But Mr Johns says they are getting the help they need.
Well, it's a shame in amidst of all this generosity, there are those people who are deliberately trying to cheat and to take money from charities for their own purposes. Now, it's not just confined to Red Cross, it has happened in other charities. But the good news is that Red Cross and others are getting really big players like banks and insurance companies to help them through this so that they can defend themselves against the bots.
Nigel Fair, director of the University of New South Wales Canberra Cyber Group, is not surprised that people are taking advantage of a devastating situation. He says disaster fundraisers are often targeted by cyber criminals.
One thing I love about the online environment, regardless of the issue and what's going on, there's always scammers out there trying to make some money out of it. We really shouldn't be surprised that when it comes to donations of this kind, that there's people out there trying to monetise their activity.
Mr Fair thinks there may have been some poor cybersecurity thought processes in regards to their recent bushfire relief fund that has enabled scammers to hack the system. He says organisations can reduce their risk by creating strong websites with fraud prevention tools.
And it's important for charities in this perspective, including the Red Cross, to really think to themselves before they set up these portals to look at the cybersecurity component. And there's some simple technical things that they could have implemented which would have defeated this.
Millions of dollars have also been donated to major Australian charities like St Vincent de Paul and the Salvation Army. Those charities have not been infiltrated by bots. The St Vincent de Paul Society says they've not received any significant volume of fraudulent applications for assistance and says all claims must meet the requirements of the Commonwealth Government's Emergency Relief Program. In a statement, St Vincent said,
"We have thorough measures in place to detect and avoid fraud. Before financial assistance is provided, data checks are conducted to establish proof of identity and address and to identify any duplicate records. Applications for bushfire relief are received through our volunteer members who are provided with guidelines and data forms that must be completed as part of the assessment process. Vinnies is dedicated to ensuring donations to the Vinnies Bushfire Appeal go directly to those who are genuinely in need of assistance."